know how to pick I'll fly away on that banjo? A little bit? Huh? Yeah, you know how to play chord it? You know how to chord that? All you boys on the front row won't sing I'll fly away. We got a banjo picker. Come on up here and sing with us. Where we at? Come on in here. All right then. You good? Come on up here and let's do it. I mean, I saw you mess up. You want to come play one of them? You got two of them here. We're going to try to sing I'll Fly Away. Huh? Yeah, let's get it. Come on up here. Come on up here. Yeah, you know the whole front row there. All the front row, y'all want to come? Anybody else, any of you men want to come sing I'll Fly Away? Come on, this is your chance. Andrew, come on up here. Let's go with it. We're just going to sing a stanza, a verse of it. Do you need a book? Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. That's what we're going to be doing right there, all right? All right, y'all got everything you need? Let's go ahead. Wait a minute. That's all right then. Did you lose it? Look here. Help him find this pick. Here it is. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a good deal. Try not to hit me with that now if you can. No, I'm fine. All right, you ready? Give us a little crescendo here or something. Whatever. All right. Some glad morning when this life is over. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. All right, some glad morning when this life is over, I fly away to a land where and I fly away. Try that again sometime. I like that spontaneity. And so we're glad to have that right there. All right, here's a gentleman here just came in. Introduce yourself so we know who you are. You do? Yeah, there you go. We're glad you're here. All right. Uh-huh. I got you. Good. Good. We'll get better acquainted with you right after. All right, how's that, brother? Yes, sir. Here we go. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking in the book of Matthew tonight, Matthew chapter number 13. Now, I want to say to you that when you begin to look into that chapter that's there, that you're going to find out the Lord is speaking in a parable. He speaks many parables, and there's about seven or eight of them right here right here before us. But in chapter 13, we're going to be looking at one of them. And it's in chapter 13, verse number 33. If you find the place and you're able to stand, then do so while we look there. And another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. And all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying that I will open my mouth in parables, and I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. We'll thank you in advance for all you've done and for all you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight about perversion that's in the church. Now, the closer the coming of the Lord, the more perversion there's going to be that's going to mix and mingle in the church. You're going to find people up and down the road. Well, I'm not going to that church. It's got too many hypocrites. Well, let me tell you, the only place that's safe from hypocrites is to know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. And when you leave this world as a Christian, and you won't have to deal with hypocrites anymore. But if you die without the Lord and spend eternity, you're going to spend eternity without the Lord, and you're going to burn forever with hypocrites in a place called hell, the bottomless pit, the lake of fire where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. Now, the other day, whenever I was last Wednesday that I was speaking and preaching, we talked about, you know, why women cannot preach. It's not something that we've decided on our own. It's something that God gave us in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. You can read it later, but it's about verse number 16. And the reason why women have lost their privilege to be able to lead is because back in the Garden of Eden, she listened to the devil, and as a result of it, she took the forbidden fruit that God forbade, and as a result of it, she got her husband Adam to do it and take of that same fruit. And by the way, she was deceived, but he was not. So as a result of that, that's the reason women have child labor pains and in childbearing. That's the reason why that as a result of it is that you're going to want to rule over your husband, but you lost the privilege, and you lost it because of the fact that God said in the book of Genesis 3:16 is that, and thy desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, I want to say to you that in the day and hour that we're living in, that's very important. Do I think women are intelligent? Sure you are. Do I think probably most of you know more than your husband does biblically wise? Probably so. But I'm not telling you, I'm not writing the book. I'm just reading and preaching it that you've lost the privilege to be able to lead and rule and do your desires to be unto your husband. Now, in this lesson here that we're looking at, let me say to you, in the day and hour we're living in, here's what we looked at in verse number 33. The kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven. Now, some of the old-timers wanted to try to say that this is the gospel. Listen, leaven is not the gospel. This woman here is not the church like some of the old-timers thought. This woman's not the church. This is an unauthorized personnel in the church age. What God was saying was, I saw it way back in the early 80s whenever I was studying, putting together this and that and articles of various subjects. And as a result of that, I began to see that real quick, that before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a lot of unauthorized personnel that'll be doing things they ought not to be. Now, we're not talking about the liberals. We're talking about independent, narrow bit of literature, nothing but Bible-believing, King James Bible-believing churches. There's a whole lot of women activity going in there that normally are used to not being. Now, I got to tell you right up front, and I don't want to be ugly about it or mean about it, because you're the choir. You're the cream of the crop. I just wanted to say to you that, if you will, that what's up with all of these women's conferences that are going on among independent Baptists? You don't have to explain to me. I already know. In the cities, it's going to get worse. And here's what I've noticed about. I've read a lot of them women's books, some of those big gun ladies. And I've also written to some of them, and I said, hey, I read your book on this or that. Do you have anything out of Titus chapter number 2 that teaches a woman how to teach young women to love their husbands and to love their children and to be obedient to their own husband? Do you have anything on that? None of them do. No. The very one thing they can teach, they don't. Now, I want to say to you that whenever you look into it, I noticed by reading several of those books, and I hated to have to do it. I don't like to read. Do you like to read? Maybe you can get buried into it. I have to make myself read. And then whenever I do read, I have to read it 2 or 3 times, one sentence, to be able to know here's what it says now. But here's what I noticed about that. They start out, they've got a problem. Oh, isn't it just coincidence that you got the same problem they've discovered themselves? The difference is you can get yours fixed quicker than them. I've read some of their problem that they had, and 10 books down the road, they still had that same problem. Well, that's what got people baited in to be able to buy into the thing. I want to say to you that, if you will, is that when you begin to look into it, here's what the Bible says.
over there in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. You don't have to turn there, but you can if you like. But it's in about verse number 35. Do you know that, fellas, this is going to hurt you and I. You and I are supposed to know enough about the Bible while we're leading God and directing in our family in the word of the Lord. And the Bible said that a woman is to be silent in the church. Nevertheless, you're going to find out, if she needs to find out something, she can ask her husband at home. Now, I got to tell you right now is, after they come out of one or two of these conferences, I remember before Brother Kimball died, I said, how's it going? It's not going good. Irene's got every book you can get ordered on this and that about how to have a better home and a better husband, and I'm in every one of them. And said, that's what I'm going through with right now. And I want to tell you right now is that, ladies, let me say to you that, if you will, I say learn all you can. God bless you so you can be a help to your family. No, that's what I said too, buddy. And as a result of that, you can be a help to them. But I just wanted you to be able to know that once these gals come out of one of those high-powered conferences that's led by a petticoat government, they think their husband's too stupid to even talk to, much less listen to anymore. Well, enough of that for one night. Let's not get plumb bogged down. All right, moving along quickly. Before the coming of the Lord, the Bible said there's going to be unauthorized personnel, and what they're going to do is they're going to be spreading leaven. Now, real quickly, just so that you'll know it, is that you're going to find out we are God's creation, and a woman is a gift from God to you and I as men. And as the weaker vessel, we ought to honor her and certainly pray for her and try to lead, guide, and direct her in the truth. The word is the truth. But when you begin to look into it, you're going to find out here's what's going on. Is that you'll find God said there's going to be some leaven that's going to show up later on down in the church. Now, I want to say that when you begin to look into it, is that leaven here is not the gospel whatsoever. It's always been a seed. It's always been sour. It's always been something that's going to spread. We know that. But it has nothing to do with the gospel. I begin to look at, in this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out, is that while that the Lord Jesus Christ has many things to say about your moms, your daddies, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your kinfolks, let me tell you, is that we ought to be in agreement by the blessed word of the Lord. Everybody ought to learn what their place is and get in their place with God. That's just very simple that you might be able to do that. I want to tell you something. The Bible said that the word of the Lord has been settled in heaven. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that in the church is called a bride, sometimes the wife, sometimes a chaste virgin, but never is the church called a woman. Never. And so you'd have to completely change all the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ to make this woman the church. The church is never called a woman. And you're going to find out is that the gospel is not leaven. Listen, the gospel sometimes called meat. It's called bread. It's called honey. It's called milk. It's called apples. But never is it called sourdough. And let me say to you that, if you will, there's no oil here, but you're going to find out that the Holy Spirit of God is preserving the blessed word of the Lord, and that you and I might be able to recognize what is the truth of God and speak it and hide it in our hearts, that we not sin against God and that we might teach transgressors his ways. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that you'll find out that this woman here is an unauthorized personnel, and you find they're out of place. And as a result of that, you're going to find the Bible said that before the coming of the Lord that there's going to be tares and wheat that's sown together. And let me tell you, God said just let them both grow together. And at the end of the harvest, he said, I'll go ahead and I'll separate the wheat from the tares. But don't do it right now unless that you mistakenly hoe up some of those wheat thinking you were getting a tare. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that sometime perversion is allowed. Somebody said, why does God allow that? Why does God tolerate that? I'll tell you why. So that we might one of these days be able to see him come and to be able to, at harvest time, separate the wheat from the chaff. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at here this evening, you're going to find, as we get ready to close, the Word of God's been settled in heaven. It's already there. I mean, from the beginning to the end, thy Word is settled in heaven. Now, yeah, that's the reason why that you got to be careful over there in Galatians chapter number one. Paul the Apostle, by inspiration of God, was writing to them. And he says, I marveled that you so soon are moved from him that called you in by the grace of God. I marveled that you've moved to another gospel, which is not another. But there'd be some that would pervert the gospel and have you believe that this is of God when it's not. I want to say to you that, if you will, is that you'll find that over there in the book of Acts, in chapter number 2 and about verse 16, you ain't got to turn there. But you'll find out the reason why God talks about Joel and about that in the latter days is that our young ones and our boys and girls, men and women, that they would be preaching the word of the Lord. Well, he states that as a fact. Not right now, it's not happening. How do I know that? You go out and see the moon lately, it's not blood. See? Those things that are going to come to pass and be fulfilled, they're not taking place right now. Have you ever seen anybody that had the gift of being able to heal, that whenever they prayed, all of a sudden, like those apostles did, they were made whole from whatever was wrong with them? You don't have that in the day we live in. And there's a reason for that. Paul the Apostle, remember, give you one example. Paul the Apostle, you know, he wrote to them and he said, whenever you're talking to Timothy, he goes on and tells about the cloak that he left and the coat that he left and the scriptures that he left behind. He said, I want you to bring them whenever you come. And here's what he goes on and says. He had healed a person over at this town and that town, and then he says, so-and-so, I left sick at Miletum, if I got it right. Now, you know the reason why he left him there sick? Couldn't heal him. Even what they had in the ability to do that finally played off the more the canonization of the scripture came in. In closing, I want to say to you, make no mistake about it, this is not in the book of Matthew, in the book of Acts, and in the book that we're looking at. These are not for church doctrine. These are so that we might be able to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, I want to tell you, when people get it wrong about salvation, what do you think it'd take tonight? If you're here, if you're lost without God, what is it that you build your hope on? I'm going to give it to you real fast. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Now, it won't make any difference how many other people pat you on the back and tell you this and tell you that and try to make you feel like you're all right already. You better come God's way. When Paul said, I marvel that you are led away by divers people and other opinion. Listen, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, grandma, your grandpa, good friends of yours, somebody you even hooked up, married with. You better stay with the Bible. See? You better stay with the Bible. Thy word, O Lord, is settled in heaven. And that's the reason why. No wonder that the Apostle Paul marveled at that church at Galatia for getting away from and leaving aside the word of the Lord and believing the traditions of men. I want to say to you that, if you will, in closing, we'll be done over there in the book of 2 Revelation chapter number 2. The Bible says that God began to warn them, and John recorded it, and it's in Revelation in chapter number 2, and here's what he said in verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, the church at Pergamos he's talking to, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to be a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. So God rebuked them for that. Not only what you're doing, but what you've allowed to be done. See? And I want to say to you that God reprimanded them for that very one thing. In closing tonight, you'll find that he finally, by the time you get over there in chapter number 2 of Revelation in verse 20, he says, "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols." I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. That's to the church at Thyatira, by the way. So let me say to you, we learn a whole lot about this unauthorized personnel, that woman in Matthew that we just read about tonight, and that she's sowing leaven in the fellowship. She's sowing leaven that's going to spread and sour until the whole is leavened. You want to be careful, because the closer the coming of the Lord, the more that woman's going to pop up. That more's going to pop up. And by the way, somebody's going to argue with him, come along and say one time, you know, well, hey, wasn't Philip the evangelist? Didn't he have four daughters that prophesied? Yeah. Would you show me one place that they had a sermon? God stated that's a fact, not as a rule of doctrine. You see that? So you better be careful about trying to justify one thing, gag out a gnat, and swallow a camel, as the old saying goes. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm a child of the King, and that I'm hell proof, and that I'm heaven bound. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us, even while we're unlovable. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. Help us, Lord, to be able to agree with thee.